Chapter 52, A Divine Helper.
My brother, as a surgeon, you have had the most critical cases to handle, and at times a dread has come upon you. To perform these difficult duties, you knew that rapid work must be done and that no false moves must be made. Again and again you had to pass swiftly from task to task. Who has been by your side as you have performed these critical operations? Who has kept you calm and self-possessed in the crisis, giving you quick, sharp discernment, clear eyesight, steady nerves, and skillful precision? The Lord Jesus has sent his angel to your side to tell you what to do. A hand has been laid upon your hand. Jesus, and not you, has guided the movements of your instrument. At times you have realized this, and a wonderful calmness has come over you. You dared not hurry, and yet you worked rapidly, knowing that there was not a moment to lose. The Lord has greatly blessed you. You have been under the divine guidance. Others who knew not of the presiding presence working with you gave you all the glory. Eminent physicians have witnessed your operations and praised your skill. This has been pleasant to you. You have been greatly honored by God that his name, not yours, should be magnified. But you have not always been able to endure the seeing of the invisible. You have had a desire to distinguish yourself, and you have not at all times placed your entire dependence upon God. You have not been willing to heed the counsel of the Lord's servants. In your own wisdom, you have planned many things. The Lord would have you respect the gospel ministry. At the very time when you needed discernment that you might see not only one side of the work, but all sides, you chose for counselors men under the reproof of God. You were willing to link up with them if they would second your propositions. By prayer and consecration, by seeking the Lord for wisdom and surrendering yourself to his guidance, you would have prevented from starting many enterprises that have been born not of the will of God, but of the will of man. You were given your appointed work, but you have neglected things of great importance to take up with impulsive spirit, unadvised by the Lord or your brethren, things of minor importance. Your brethren could have given you counsel, but you despised any word that interfered with your plans. This has placed you in a difficult position. Had you abode by your appointed work, God would have made you more and more a successful laborer together with him. The Lord wants your mind to blend with other minds. Sometimes, when his servants have differed from you, this was the very thing that God required them to do. But you treated their advice in such a way that afterward they remained silent when they should have spoken. God desires those whom he has placed in positions of trust to do justice and judgment in all wisdom.